Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. You shouldn't settle for just any old pair of leggings. You deserve something better, something designed with you in mind, like the new Inspire leggings by Kalia, their most versatile collection yet, made for any workout. They're lightweight, buttery soft, breathable, and made with Lycra adaptive fiber, which molds to your body for a barely there supportive fit. It's perfect for wherever your wellness routine takes you. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
It is Thanksgiving week on Dancing with the Stars Juniors, and we are so thankful because we have some amazing guests in the studio tonight. Let's get the conversation going.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, yeah! That's right.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, I love cheap
food. Yeah. We should do our dance.
Yeah. Why don't you guys 5, 6, 7, 8. Ooh. God, you guys are so good. So amazing, you guys. We are so excited this Thanksgiving week. We are very thankful because we have Mackenzie Ziegler and Sage here.
Hey guys!
The cutest. We can't wait to talk about your experience on the show. This is going to be such a fun hour. And you also know some of us here. We have Shay on the panel.
Hey guys.
And we have Laura. You're here again this week. We're so excited to have you.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show today.
Yes, we're so excited. This is so fun. Yeah. It's a party in here, you guys. So if you guys have any questions for Mackenzie or Sage, please send them in, and then we'll get to those at the end of the show. First, I think we should just talk to you guys, and overall, what was your experience like being on the show? Obviously, it was pre-taped.
Yes.
So what was the whole thing like for you guys? Did you guys have so much fun?
Oh my gosh, yes. It was so much fun. We made so many friendships, and at times it got a little challenging because we had to learn like 2 dances in a week since it was pre-taped. But I mean, we had so much fun. I mean,
yeah.
It was like a great experience to meet all these new people.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, what do you have any funny stories, any funny memories? Who was the funniest person on set?
Oh my gosh.
I think Miles?
Either Miles or Artion, yeah. I think.
Oh, really?
They were the 2 funniest. We miss them so much, especially Artion and Miles. But yeah, we became, like, really close with all of them. I think, like, we always, like, there's never a dull moment with the kids. We would always eat lunch in my trailer, and, like, we would get yelled at for being so loud because we would be jumping in my trailer, and the trailer would be shaking and everything. But
we had to keep the doors unlocked and everything. They were had a check on it.
Yeah. It was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so fun. That is awesome. What do you guys think you learned from the whole experience?
I definitely learned a lot of ballroom skills. I did not know any of that.
It's hard.
It was really hard. I did not expect it to be this hard at all because I had dance experience, but, like, I didn't think it'd be, like, completely different, which Sage helped me a lot as well.
Yeah.
Really cool, but, yeah.
Sage, how did you get involved on the show?
Well, I did a solo audition just by myself. And
okay.
And they just asked me, like, 2 weeks before we started rehearsing, and, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What was it like when you guys first met each other?
It was kind of awkward.
It was, yeah, it definitely was a little awkward. Like, at first I didn't think he liked me, so I was like, oh, this is going to be an awkward season.
I
just think I'm very shy.
He's very shy.
Yeah. Really? Oh, that's so funny.
But we walked up the stairs together, and they were like, you can't look at each other because it was a surprise.
Yeah, but we already knew.
You already knew.
Because we met each other at the bottom of the stairs. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I knew he was going to be a pro on the show, and my sister used to... Well, still kind of does, like, conventions with him. And so I was like, I hope I get Sage because he's such an amazing dancer. And then when I found out that I got you, I was like, yes, this is going to be so amazing.
I know. When she walked in the room, I was like, God.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, because yeah, especially because you know kind of what you're doing, so it's right, probably a lot easier for you to, mm-hmm, yeah, yeah.
To what was it like everything, being the oldest kids in this competition?
Did you feel like Mama Bear and Papa Bear?
Oh, yeah. We literally... Oh.
Oh, skirt, skirt.
That's a little weird. we were, like, pretty much, like, older...
Parents.
Yeah, parents to literally all the kids. We would... Every time we would go to, like, dinner after the show, we would, like... Everyone would go for a walk, but we would have to, like, hold all the kids.
Yeah, if they, like, run away, we're like, nope, no.
but, yeah.
They were definitely harder, like, the hardest on us because they expect more from us, and she also had a little dance background, mm-hmm, but it was still, like, really hard to, like, learn everything. And
yeah, they definitely put us to, like a higher standard than all the rest of the kids because mm-hmm, we were definitely doing a lot more, like, I guess...
challenging.
Like, challenging things, I guess, and they, like...
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 nine-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Wanted more from us, so it was definitely really difficult, but yeah. I mean, we had a lot of fun with it, and Gleb helped us so much with that, and at times he'd be really strict, but yeah, sometimes we would just, like, lay on the floor and start laughing, so.
Sometimes when he's really strict with us, we just start laughing at him, because we can't take him seriously.
No. And then he starts laughing with us, so yeah, it's just like, yeah, we have the best time. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I would like to ask you guys, it's different if you're all family together, right, three people, how was it, like a reunion for you, or?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it was really fun getting to have a teacher that was, I mean, so fun, and, like, knew exactly, like, what we, like, wanted to do, and he, like, let us incorporate some, like, of the creative into it. Like, he'd be like, what do you guys want to wear? What do you guys want to do? Like, so it was really awesome having such a cool teacher, and, like, we could hang out with him, and we, mm-hmm, like, wouldn't get, like...
Yeah. We were, like, friends with him.
Yeah, yeah, which is cool. But... He was, like, our dad, pretty much. He still kind of is.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you guys still talk to him?
Yeah.
I still take lessons from him.
Yeah. I'm starting to. We all kind of just, like... We've been trying to go to dinner for, like, the longest time.
I know,
been
for, like,
busy
2 months.
With Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. He's, like, the celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so fun. So should we get into routines? You guys give us any insight that you guys have, and then we'll kind of just talk about it, and we'll go right through.
Yeah.
And, by the way, if you guys just joined the live chat, please put any questions you guys have for Mackenzie and Sage in the live chat, and we'll get to them at the end. So this is so fun! Okay, here we go. Okay, so the first routine we saw was Ariana Greenblatt and Artean. Mm-hmm. Brandon is their mentor. They were doing a salsa. I think this was so fun.
Oh, yeah.
Such cute energy. They're just cutie patooties.
Oh, my gosh. They are my favorite. Like,
oh, my God.
They're, like, the most fun. And they're both so sassy together, which is, right? Like, the greatest combo. Like, I couldn't really,
they're,
like...
Perfect, they're couple. Perfect. They're literally,
yeah,
perfect.
They're,
they,
yeah,
all, when they're talking, they're, like, the same person.
Really?
Like, so, yeah. They're so sassy and, like, just so confident. It's, like, the best. And they're the cutest. So.
And Artean, like, the first week, I think, was pretty starstruck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, being with,
oh,
her.
Yeah, he had a little crush on her.
I think so, yeah. It seems like they're just friends. It's adorable. Yeah.
We would make fun of him, mm-hmm, for, like, having a crush on her.
Yeah.
The whole time.
That's so cute. What did you guys think?
I thought, like, the hip work was amazing. Her extension on her kicks, I was all here for it. And like Val said, it was very authentic. Mm-hmm. All the salsa, and I, mm-hmm, so appreciate it, and I love that song.
Yeah,
it makes
so
me
cute.
Just want to dance and just, like, move my hips and just keep on going and not stop. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
It's adorable.
I love their energy. Like,
I know.
They have the best energy.
Yeah. They literally make you want to dance, like, right? Wherever, whenever.
They're the most outgoing ever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They're so cute.
I have to agree. It was spicy, you know.
Yeah, spicy.
Oh, spicy.
It's a heen. So cute. I loved it. And the judges agreed. Val gave a 9. Mandy Moore was a 9. And Adam a 9. So that gave them a 27 out of 30, which was a great start to the night.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It was great. And I think it was judged. I think that was perfect.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted a 10. I'm like, yeah, maybe I'm going to give him a 10 and not give him another 10.
Yeah, right. That would have been nice. But we do see some 10s this episode. Or a 10. This episode.
Two 10s.
Exciting. Oh, 2 10s.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, exciting. Okay, let's roll right through. We have next Mandla. Oh, my gosh.
Amazing. It was amazing.
Mandla.
I mean, Brighton. Speechless.
I know. Oh, yeah.
So he is with Brighton, and Cheryl is their mentor. They were doing a foxtrot to Isn't She Lovely? Of course. Sang and performed by Stevie Wonder. Well, I mean, were you guys able to watch this live?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We watched from the Skybox.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember, like, the first week we, like, competed against Mandla, we were like, okay, we're done.
Yeah.
Like, we're
done. We're not too good.
And it's crazy because he's never danced before. Like, you would think that he had dance experience from his first week. We were like,
right.
This kid has never danced? I don't think so.
Yeah, but, like, right.
Yeah, he was so amazing. Stevie was amazing.
Right.
Brighton is unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
And everyone was crying in the audience. Like, to watch Stevie Wonder live was, like, incredible.
It's crazy. It's
insane.
The most free concert you could ever get.
I know. Because
Toys for Tots for Stevie Wonder is over $100. So, guys, you did your thing getting a free concert.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and it's just so cool because not only is it Stevie Wonder, but then his son is dancing right there. It's, like, just,
so
like,
awesome.
I can't keep my eyes dry.
Like, I was
crying. Adorable.
And I love that song. That song is just so airy and beautiful mm-hmm. and... You want that guy just to be like, he's thinking of you at that moment. Mm-hmm. Like, am I lovely? Thank you so much.
Yeah. And he added, like, a little bit of spice in there, too. Oh, my gosh.
And he had so much fun also, right?
Yeah, he loves it, yeah.
And I think we've seen him improve so much even already. Like, he's like, come night and day. He was great in the beginning, but now I feel like he's, like, a pro.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely worked his butt off the entire season. So I was really proud of him. We weren't really as close with him on the show because he was very shy at first.
Yeah. Really?
But now we're, like, very close with him, and he's probably the most outgoing one.
Really?
He's crazy. But
that's
I
so funny,
him.
The transition. Oh, my God, I love that. Wait, that's so fun. Okay, so the judges also thought this was a great routine. Val scored it a 9, Mandy Moore a 9, and a 9 from Adam, giving them a 27 out of 30 as well.
A lot of 9s this week.
Yeah, lots of 9s. It's good. They were, like, happy tonight. They were giving out high scores. I was into that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What did you guys think about the scores? Good? Yes?
I was happy with the scores. I thought he was very smooth.
Yeah, he was
smooth. And, like, his, like, just smooth. His posture was everything for me. I was like, congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was very touching. I mean, to have his dad behind us sing, I mean, it was so, oh, my God. I mean, I would have a 10, even 1 10 at least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I could have maybe possibly.
I'm like, just for a Stevie Wonder performance, you might as well just give him a 10.
Okay, so next we have Akash and Camry, the cutest little patooties ever were. And you guys said Akash is just so much fun on set.
He never stops talking.
Never. And he's an absolute genius.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh my gosh, he literally could do all of our homework. Like, I mean, like I wish I would have asked him to do my homework.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that would have been smart. Yeah. You could strategize. He could probably get it done in like 5 minutes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, Akash, can you tutor me? I don't understand what this means. I mean, if you want to show me.
You want to just do it? He's just so nice that he totally would.
Oh, it's so cute.
But yeah.
So he was dancing. Oh, this was the cutest. The Jai Ho, is that how you say
it? It was the jazz routine to Jai Ho.
The jazz routine choreographed by Whitney. I'd like to say my favorite part was the breakdown. Sage, was that your fave as well?
Oh, yeah.
And he, like, starts the roll off. He's, like, in the front of the pyramid.
He is
starting
ready.
The whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So cute. This was such a cute routine. What did you guys think?
First of all, I love Bollywood.
Uh-huh.
Just dance in general, I think it's beautiful and it's fun. And I really felt he was in his element. Like, the most I've ever seen him in his element this entire competition. That was it. I was like, dude.
I know.
It looked like he was having so much fun.
It was actually his best dance, right?
Yeah,
and I think it was really top, and they had so much fun, and this amazing show. I mean, this choreography was so good.
And it was, like, totally. Also a perfect pairing as well. Like, Camry is, like, perfect for Akash. They're the sweetest, and she's the cutest. And Whitney as well. Like, she did amazing with this routine. I can't believe she, like, choreographed a Bollywood routine. Like, that must have been so hard for her.
I know. I would have to, like, YouTube some, handstand.
Maybe she did. I don't even know.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to do this again.
Yeah. Okay. But, I thought the dance was amazing, and I think it was so cute.
Yeah.
And He was really good this week. Yeah. Really good.
And the costumes were great. Just thought the whole overall performance was, like, really bomb.
Yeah.
So cute. And the judges agreed. We could have seen some higher scores on this one. Val gave an 8, Mandy an 8, and a 7 from Adam.
Adam just got stingy.
But it's weird because, you know, Val said it's the best dance of the season for Akash and then gives an 8.
Yeah.
I feel like that could have been higher.
That's happened before. Yeah. It happens a lot. I don't
understand that.
I think Adam always either gives a higher, like, score, like, or one higher or one lower.
He never matches with the other judges.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not a lot.
Yeah. Do you guys get to interact with the judges at all? Or it's kind of like
separate? Mandy choreographed our openings for, like, all of the weeks.
And then when they were in the opening numbers, we got to, like, hang out with them a little.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah. They were really sweet to us every single week. We'd see them, like, backstage and everything, and they were all so supportive, and they would, like, give us tips and stuff, so it was really awesome. They're really sweet.
That's awesome. Yeah, they're great.
And he's so smart. I mean, he's so amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And those eyes.
Oh,
my gosh. Little he could perfect. Be a president or something.
He should. Yeah, I know. The live chat is, like, really pushing Akash to be the president.
I'm down for whatever, whichever one wins at this point. Yeah. I mean, guys, 2020, let's vote for a 9-year-old.
Yeah,
I am so down for that.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay, we have some business to get to.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, Shay, you got us on this business.
I do. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, that was mouthful apparently, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our YouTube channels, we'll suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us to be the ESPN of TV talk.
Great job, Shay. Yeah. You know, we just, you know this already, but we love you guys, and we appreciate you guys. Everybody in the live chat, you're bomb.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
.com. We just, you guys are the best. And we love you guys for being here. Seriously, this is so much fun. This is just so great. What a day of love.
Yeah. And thankfulness.
Thankfulness. Yes.
It's like a nice feeling to be so many
a nice
people.
Feeling on the Thanksgiving episode. Should we keep this train moving? Should we do it? Okay.
Yes.
So now we're going to Miles Brown and Riley.
Yes.
Choreographed by Lindsay. A little foxtrot to Ain't No Mountain High.
That is my heart and soul.
Heart and soul to Ain't No Mountain High. What did you guys think of the performance?
Well, Lindsay is, like, the best choreographer ever.
Right?
Yeah. She's, like, incredible.
Right. Yeah.
Miles is a great dancer.
Miles is amazing. Like,
he's so great.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And I thought that this was one of their best dances of the season. And his musicality is
it's
crazy
so good.
With all of his shoulders.
Right?
It was so good. And Riley's amazing as well. And she's so good with her, like, slow movements. I love that, how Lindsay did that, how it was, like, slow and then, like, really fast. It was really cool. And I love the dynamic of the dance.
Yeah, it was great. And I just, his energy and his, he's just so good at
he's
entertaining,
so cute.
You know, and just his facial
and, like, acting
like,
when he dances. Yeah. It's like, whoa.
And
joy is in the air, right? You can feel this joy.
Yeah, it's great.
It's so great.
Yeah, Shay, what do you think?
I say he has a leading man quality about him.
Oh, yeah.
That's just coming out through every dance, and I'm here for that.
Yeah,
like, we were saying, because he is shorter than Riley, but you can't tell when he's dancing. Like, he dances so big, and, like, his heart is so into it that you don't even care about the height difference. You don't see it.
Yeah, that was one thing we Val brought up this week. Do you think that would have been tough to deal with that height difference?
Oh, 100%. We were, like, the same height.
Yeah, we were a really good height together, so.
Yeah.
It was easy, but Riley said that she had to make some changes, but I couldn't tell when they were dancing.
And I think it would be a little hard because, like, Sage has to lift me in some dances, so, like, it would be hard with the height difference, like, for Miles to lift Riley, so they didn't really do, like, that many, like, lifts or anything, so I think that would be, like, a little hard, but, I mean, Their dances are great every
single
time.
It doesn't matter. It's great either way.
They should have gotten higher scores, though.
Yeah. I totally agree.
I know.
I almost fought the judges, but it's okay.
I'm going to hold you back.
Say, hold me back.
We have to go next.
The judges' scores for this one was a 9 from Val, a 9 from Mandy, and an 8 from Adam. What the heck, Adam? What's going on? So this was a 26 out of 30. Which I think it could have been a little higher.
I agree.
But
I agree.
So great score. Okay. We're trucking, you guys. We're doing this efficiently. next, we have Sky, Brown, and JT.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, Ocean? Like,
Ocean is the cutest little boy I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. And he's so sweet, too. I know. Like, he's
like, such a little baby. How old is he?
He's six.
Six or seven. I'm not really sure.
He might be seven now.
Such a cutie.
He's so cute.
Oh. If anybody else did not cry
yeah.
in that skybox, you need to reevaluate your life priorities.
This is another tier thing.
It was the cutest thing I've ever seen. Of Ocean with his little speed.
I love you, Sky. I know. She's the best
big sister in the whole entire world. I was like...
And those kids just all cried, right? Yeah, and they, their words of wisdom that they give after every performance, I'm like, these kids.
They're always just so happy. Like, so cute. There's never a time that they're sad. Like, the only time Sky cries is after when people go home. That's, like, the only time she cries. Other than that, like, she's always just so happy, and Ocean is, too. And I thought that was her best dance.
Yeah.
Like, it was so cute.
Yeah.
It was technical. Amazing.
It was technical,
And also so touching. I mean, the whole package, right? I mean, it's so. Right. I mean, I can cry the first second. You feel everything. So
cute.
Her facials. Yeah. She has the best facials.
Oh my god!
She's like every dance I go.
Yeah.
She looks so happy.
Yeah, she's just
so
breathing
happy.
It all
yeah.
in.
Yeah. When we're like so nervous. I'm living my life.
Give me a skateboard.
Yeah,
she's awesome. So this was a foxtrot choreographed by Alan to Unconditionally
by Katy Perry, and that song is. Everything.
Everything. The dip lunge was so cute. The little.
It was so cute. I think Alan did really well with this dance as well.
Yeah, it seems like he's a really good mentor for them. I think that was a really good pairing for them.
It was a great pairing. Literally, all of the pairings on the show are literally perfect. Like, yeah. I can't imagine us with anyone else.
I know.
Really?
We have the same personality, so it's like, it'd
be weird.
We were
like the most chill. Yeah. Like, the teacher would be like, are you guys ready? And all the kids would be like, yeah! And we'd be like, yeah.
Like, let's go.
Well, you guys probably pick things up a little bit quicker, too. So it's like, we got it.
Yeah, it was different.
We, like, most of the kids, like, the celebrities picked it up pretty well.
Oh, really?
Pretty much. Obviously, the pros picked it up amazingly. But, yeah, I feel like it was just a little, like, different dancing with, like, younger kids.
Right.
Because Gleb is always, like, yelling at us, like, faster, 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 and then we have to go into, like, our opening
and
show rehearsals.
Just, like so, like...
Yeah.
But it was still so much fun dancing with the little ones. And,
sure.
They were, like, our family, so we, like, loved it so much.
And this opening number, we got to dance with, like, other people.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I partnered with Miles. So
oh,
I was,
yeah.
Like, so
oh yeah! Oh yeah, I saw that.
I was doing it with Sky, so I was so happy to see her smile. She's like,
yeah.
That probably made you so happy.
I know.
Dancing.
I was like, this is the best opening number ever.
Living my best life right now.
And how long do these tickets practice? Is it like the same time like you guys? Are they tired afterwards? Or I mean, it's a different age, right?
It's not. Yeah. They don't get tired. They never get tired. It's usually just like while we're in opening rehearsal, we just like fool around, which is like I feel bad for like Mandy and all the teachers, but we just always have so much fun. So we just start like screaming, and then she just like gets really mad at us. But like. Our regular rehearsal, like, we would learn to dance in, like, a day, which is,
oh, wow.
Like,
oh, wow.
We had to
really?
Learn it fast. We had, like, 4 days to learn 2 dances.
Only 4 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Yeah. That's impressive for some of the little ones.
Yeah.
Like, in Akash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The first week of rehearsal, we learned, like, 4 dances.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, in advance, so we could just, like, know them. And
smart.
Then, yeah, but it was, it was so much. Like, by the end, I was, like, crying in rehearsals because I was so...
It's stressful.
Yeah.
So stressful.
Especially when the pressure's on at the end. It's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely really
and then
draining.
There's, like, the people just start going away and you're like, what happened? Like, there was just, like, 12 other couples here. Like,
and
oh, God.
And then, like, it gets to, like, the really good, like, it's just, like, it's really hard. Mm-hmm. Like, dancing with all, like, because they're all good. Like, all of them are really good and they all bring something different to the show. So it's, like, it's hard.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So scores for Sky and JT's performance were a 9 from Val, a 10 from Andy Moore, and a 10 from Adam Pond.
The highest score of the season.
I agree with those scores.
29
out of 30. I think this was a great score for them. Yeah, absolutely agree. Yeah, that was great.
It was such a beautiful dance.
She's such a cutie patootie. Okay, awesome. We're moving on, you guys. Oh, hey, look where we are. Look where we are. It's your routine. Okay, so we have to hear everything about this. So you guys were performing to Cheap Thrills.
Yeah.
And what a cute package with your sister. Was that really fun for you to be in the studio with her and have her in the performance?
Yeah, it was so much fun. I think this was, like, the one week where we fooled around the most, because me, Maddie, and Sage are, like, literally the worst, like, together.
Glenn had to yell at us, like,
he was so mad. But at times, he would, like hang out with us and, like, laugh with us. But Maddie's just crazy. So, like, all of us together is just, like, it should not happen. It should not happen.
So fun.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. We, like, when we first learned this dance, I remember we were still on, like, Pocahontas. We learned the What If dance, and then he was like, do you want to learn some of next week's? And we were like, oh, yeah. So we learned it, and then we were like, oh, my God, we're obsessed with this dance.
Yeah, it was so good.
And we were, like, hoping that we got to, like, the next week so we could do it. Because we, like, obviously...
don't know.
Yeah, so we would prepare for, like, weeks in advance. We'd be like, we hope we get to this dance because, like...
because we really like it, so...
Yeah. I think that was, like, one of my favorites. It was so fun. And you could tell we were having so much fun on stage.
Yeah.
And having Maddie there, too, as well. She was really awesome.
That is so cool. And that was such a cute little package, and that's so fun.
I was bawling my eyes out. They didn't put all of it in, but we, like, were... bawling. It was like the week before too. Like I could not even talk, and I was like, "Thank God they didn't put it in." Because
I was outside while they were doing their interview, and they both walk out just like crying. And I was like, "What happened in there?
What happened in there?" Very emotional.
Oh, that's so cute. So this was a samba. How was the samba for you guys? Have you done the samba before?
I've never done any ballroom.
Oh my
ever.
Gosh! So like,
really?
Oh my
yeah, God. It was the entire thing was just like. Very challenging. Really?
Samba's kind of hard.
Samba was definitely hard.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess we picked it up really fast because it was just so fun that I, like, wanted to keep learning it. But, like, some of the other ones that I've learned, I was like, this is so hard, I can't do it. Our week before that, What If was, like, very hard for me, which it looks, like, pretty easy when you watch it, but, like, for me, I was like, this is the hardest thing ever.
Right. It's tough. Yeah. And you've done samba, obviously, so. Yeah.
I think samba is, like, my favorite style just because of, like, the music and, like, how it bounces, so I was really excited to do this dance.
Yeah. I think you guys just performed it wonderfully. Your execution was awesome. You guys were so sharp and so on.
Thank you.
Did you guys
add a berry blast off for your day with the new Berry Pebbles. A berry twist on a classic breakfast. Perfect for giving those growing minds a blast of creativity. With the new Berry Way to Pebbles. Yabba dabba do you with Berry Pebbles. Head to postpebblescereal.com to learn more. Yabba dabba do and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
Have fun doing it? Did you feel like you... Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, with the audience and everything, we were, like, we got more energy, like, throughout the dance.
They loved this dance.
Yeah. And then when Maddie came out, everyone was just, like, partying.
Such a fun surprise. Yeah. That was great. What'd you guys think?
Yeah. I mean, I love the part. It's the whole family on stage. I mean, really, that's the best thing, you know. Everybody comes. And the feeling that you talk with your sister. I mean, it was very touching for me, first of all.
Yeah.
And you put heart and soul inside. And the technique, I mean, it was amazing. For me, it's nothing to say.
Thank you.
I would have even a 10 there somewhere, right?
Yeah, what the heck?
What the heck?
Why is it 10? We really
were hoping for a 10.
Yeah.
So
this was the week that we, like, worked our butt off for this dance because we really wanted a 10 so we could obviously honor Maddie because she's dancing on stage with us. So we were like, this would be really cool if we got a 10. But also we just, like, wanted to show them what we could do. But, I mean, like... it's fine.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
We were happy with our scores. We were happy with how we did. So, like, I mean, it didn't really bug us that much. We were like, oh, dang it. We wanted a 10. Like, but, like, after that, we were
like, yeah.
All right, next dance.
Yeah,
next dance.
And you guys know you did it to, like, the best of your ability. And it was, I don't even know how would it not be a 10? You know, I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, when we finished the dance before we got the scores, we were super happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were like.
Yeah, and they gave good corrections as well. Mm-hmm. They were very sweet, so we were just, like, happy with what we got.
Yeah.
What I loved about your guys' dance, like, it was so much joy and heart, like, behind you especially. Because you said, you know, dancing with your sister back in the day, you kind of lost all your confidence. And I am so happy you got back in your show and proved everybody wrong.
Thank you.
Because you did that dance.
Thank Truly. You so much. Thank you.
You felt this connection and a family connection, something special, right? Yeah. Do you agree?
Yes. Sage got two beautiful girls in his arms. Yeah. He's happy.
When I heard I had a dance with two Zieglers, I was kind of stressed. I was like, okay. But it wasn't that bad.
It was also really challenging, like, for you especially, having, like,
dancing I didn't go,
with...
Like,
two?
Right.
Like, yeah. I was having trouble dancing with, like, one person like this. I can't imagine you. And having to do that, like, while we were flipping, like...
I had to, like, flip both of them, so...
That was my favorite part.
One
seamless.
Time, oh my one God. Time I dropped Maddie.
No, one time...
She just, like, landed and
one
just, like,
time,
on the floor.
One time, Sage pulled my arm, and I, like, fell and, like, overturned. Like,
I'm sorry.
Sometimes, like, when we do, like, when we were in rehearsal, and we would have to do lifts, Sage would just, like, accidentally drop me, and then, like,
not accidentally.
Fall.
Not that bad.
Like, kind of purposely.
No.
A little bit on purpose.
Okay, you just kind of slipped, right. And then he would, like, fall on top of me, and then, like, it would just... be like a slap
because they're hard lifts especially during Pocahontas week we had to do them over and over and then he was like okay one more time and then I was like dead tired
I remember first week he was like giving us the hardest things and in my package I'm like I don't understand I really don't understand
yeah she's just like I don't and sometimes he talks in Russian to us and we're like we don't speak
no
Russian,
it was
so.
The first week
that down.
The first week that we were like rehearsing he looked at me he's like for some reason, I just want to talk Russian to you. I don't know why. I don't know how, but I just want to. I was like, okay, then.
Okay, yeah, bring it out. I'll just look at you.
The only word I know is divide, divide.
Divide. He would
it's
always
like, let's
say
go, let's
us.
Go.
Oh,
when
really?
He was mad at us, he'd be like, divide, divide. And I was like, I don't even know what this means.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
have to do this.
Yeah.
Okay, so this might be a fun time to bring in some questions. So we're going to go through the live chat and go through some questions. I think I wrote a few down before we started. So... one of the questions, which I think is from Jasmine Jones, thank you for writing in, is, okay, what do you think about people saying that you have a little bit of an advantage because of your dance background?
I mean, I don't think I have a little bit of an advantage. I mean, mm-hmm. I have musicality because of dancing. And
right.
But, like, if people dance ballroom and dance, like, they would know that it's completely different.
Yeah. Right.
Like, when I do both styles, so I know how different it is, and, like, mm-hmm. it's totally the opposite.
Right.
Like,
right.
Your feet are different, and it's not, like, the same as how she did, like, on the TV show.
Like, you have to forget all of your dance experience. Like, because my teacher has taught me to, like, turn out my feet.
And then
and he'd be like,
go.
No, you have to, you have to. And I was like, I cannot do that. Like, everything just felt so wrong. And my body hurt so bad for, like, weeks.
I bet.
Like, my hips were hurting so bad.
Did you use the muscles you're not used to before?
Yes. We would go to cryotherapy.
Oh,
like,
the best.
Freeze our bodies, like, every single day. Uh-huh. But, yeah, I mean... I wouldn't say I had an advantage. Some of the kids on the show also kind of had a little bit of a dance background, and they knew about, like, musicality and stuff. So they had, like, the same thing as me, but I wouldn't say any of us had an advantage because it's completely different.
No one, ballroom's
no one
hard, even
ballroom.
If you're a pro, ballroom's hard.
Yeah,
like,
totally. Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then the next question, I think it was from Leo Luna, possibly?
Yeah, I have it. Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I think it's the same way you're thinking. It was,
what was he asking?
If they would have had any other ideas if they didn't do their dance, what would it be?
What was the question?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to clean it up.
That makes sense.
What was it like
to meet the other contestants? That's another question we have here.
Oh yeah,
I had one.
I was intimidated at first. Just
any like starstruck moments?
Not really.
We kind of like since we're like all like in the same industry, kind of like so like Miles was on like TV shows and like Ariana as well, so like we were kind of all like in the same little circle,
right?
And I've met like Miles and Ariana like past like in the past, but some of them I was a little nervous to talk to. I really got close with the celebrities first, which is so weird that I wouldn't, because I was like hanging out with you and you were hanging out with the pros. But I feel like a couple weeks in, I got closer to the pros. I was definitely really intimidated by all the girls because they were
the
all
girls are intimidating.
So
I'm
really,
like,
they're so intimidating. Like I was
like Riley and Brighton, especially. I'm like,
Yeah.
Really?
It was so good.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm really nervous. I would tell Sage, I was like, I can't talk to them. Yeah. I'm so nervous.
And I was
so
friends
nervous.
With them. No I way. I was like, Kenzie, they're she not was scary. Like, they're fine. They're nice, I promise.
Like, little Camry and all yeah. like, the little ones. I was like, oh, I love them. I got I love you guys. Them. Yeah. Like, the older, really good ones. I was just like, I'm too scared.
Because they're competitive. They're very competitive. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Like,
yeah.
Like, Riley and Brighton.
Yes, very. That with each sense. Other as yeah. well.
Really?
So, yeah. But I got really close with them, I think. Especially, like, Brighton. They were really sweet to me. So I was like, we got, yay. Like, all of us were really close, like, yeah. in a family. Yeah. Like, I don't think one person on the show, like, had issues with another. Like, we were just all.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Really
there
awesome.
Was another question. I think Leah de Luna before asked also, how do you deal with school? I mean, it's, I mean, you told me, but maybe tell the people, how do you deal with school? I mean, they yeah. always have no time.
Right. Well, when we were on the show, it was like
summer.
It was,
most.
Yeah. A lot of people were on, like, summer break.
Oh, perfect.
But towards the end, people started having to do school, so that kind of got harder, because then, like, okay, we have to stop rehearsal. They have to go to school.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, but the whole time, like, everyone was on summer break, so... Oh, but we're also homeschooled, so we really could do it at home whenever, yeah. and yeah. they wouldn't really mind. So it was pretty easy, like, dealing with school, and just, like, in everyday life, like, homeschool is, like, the way to go yeah. with what we yeah. do, because, like...
right.
Because you could, like, skip days, and then you have to do double the work, or do double the work the day before, and then you have to
right, it. Yeah, I think it's super easy, and most of the kids on the show were homeschooled as well.
Oh, perfect. So you guys know the drill. Okay, last question. What are you guys working on right now? Where can we see you next? What's going on? Ooh. Tell us the deets.
I know where I can find you, only because I just saw it. She's going to be in Pasadena performing.
I am! Oh, I'm so excited for this. I'm starting rehearsal super soon. I'm doing the Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Winter of Oz. I'm sorry.
How fun!
That's amazing!
Yeah, so it's like a Christmas Wizard of Oz show, and I get to be Dorothy, so I'm like cutie. So excited.
Oh my gosh.
And then we're going on a dance tour.
Yes.
Next year.
Yay!
So exciting.
In the UK?
Yeah.
What?
We're doing like a ballroom duet and everything.
We how fun!
Yeah. And then my EP comes out in like 2 days.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
What?
Well, album.
Kidding me?
I keep thinking
video.
It's an EP, but it's an album. What?
Another
that's,
music video.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
Sage, yeah. are you in the music video?
Yes!
I am.
He's in
yay!
The music. Yay! So much happening right now.
Oh my god, I love it. But yeah. It's so exciting.
It's so good.
Wow, you guys have so much going on.
I know.
This is great.
That's good.
Well, we so appreciate you guys being in here. If you want to just give your social handles so people can follow you if they don't already, and then we'll all go around and then that'll be it.
Awesome.
So where can we follow you guys?
You start.
Okay. All my socials are Sage Rosen.
My Instagram is Kenzie and my Twitter is Kenzie Ziegler.
Yep. Amazing. Love it. Awesome. And I'm Teague Julie Pinko. You guys can find me at Teague DP.
Hey guys, I'm Shay Jones. You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram.
Yay!
Hey, and I'm Lara Sanders. You can find me at Instagram at Lara J Sanders and on Facebook Lara Juliet Sanders. So love it.
Love it. Awesome. Love it. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. What an awesome week.
Yeah.
Woo! Thank you guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
Elevate your game in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe, the capable SUV that features premium interiors with available captain's chairs, available dual wireless device charging, and bold new technology, all with plenty of room for your cargo and crew. Okay, Hyundai. Visit HyundaiUSA.com to learn more about the all-new 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe.
Expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.